terrific, by the way, to see all of you ladies here today. It's rapidly getting to the point in our business that there are more women than men, and I recommend it. I like that. Vice president of our company is a woman. She's also an attorney with her own practice, my partner and consultant in everything I do, and somehow she still finds time to be a terrific mom to our kids and a marvelous wife. A few years ago, I heard her tell somebody that if the Lord would make me successful, she'd keep me humble. Now, of course, she's saying that she did her part, but the Lord didn't come through. I can promise you she does her part well. We were driving home from a party the other night. She turned to me and said, "Have I ever told you that you were charming and witty and a regular devil with the ladies?" And I said, "Why, no, dear. No, you never have." And she said, "Well, I wonder how you happen to have that idea at the party tonight." Dare to dream. Failure is no longer a part of your life. And what that means is that you will no longer listen to the naysayers, all those folks who say you cannot possibly do whatever it is that you have your sights set on doing. Ever notice how they're always around? They're everywhere, and they're drawn like magnets to anyone who might be about the business of accomplishing something that is a bit out of the ordinary, a bit out of the norm, something that is not mediocre. I'm reminded of the traveler standing on the bank of a deep, nasty river, wanting desperately to get over onto the other side, but he didn't do anything about it. He was so confounded by the big picture that the immensity of it alone paralyzed him, and he just dropped down onto the bank, looked longingly at the far side, and wondered how long it would be before a boat would come along and carry him across. Then here came another traveler. He saw the river, let out a string of expletives, and went off searching for a sharp rock. "You can't get across," the first guy hollered at him. "Nothing you can do. Might as well sit down right here with me and wait for a boat." But that's not what he did. It took him a while, but the second guy finally found a sharp rock, and he started cutting down a small tree. "Oh, right, like that's going to help," said the first guy. But the second guy kept on. He cut down another little tree, then another, and another. And before long, he had a whole stack of little trees cut down, and then he went off looking for some big, thick vines. Took him all afternoon, but he cut them with the sharp rock, drug them back over to the clearing, and ultimately tied all of the trees together with the vines, finally dumped his makeshift raft into the river, and poled his way across. Meanwhile, the guy over on the other bank is saying, "Oh, yeah, right, I could get across too if I had a raft." How many folks do you know like that? You will not listen to those people anymore. What they believe is or isn't possible is their problem, not yours. Because you know that you cannot fail because you will never quit. At the wrap party, after the production of the original Benji, a group of us spent much of the night engaged in deep philosophical discussions about terribly meaningful topics, I'm sure, none of which I remembered much about the next morning except for one sentence. And that one sentence is another message I would like to bring to you tonight because I've remembered it all these years and I've tried desperately to live by it, both in and out of the business. That night we were talking about the phoniness and shallowness and lack of values and responsibility that permeates so much of the movie industry. And I was apparently trying to convince somebody that I really wasn't that way. When the lady who handled our script continuity spoke up for the first time and said, "What you do speaks so loudly, I can't hear what you say." What you do speaks so loudly, I can't hear what you say. There's so much wrapped up in that one sentence because you can separate what you are from what you say, but you cannot separate what you are from what you do. It means do it first and talk about it later. Of course, to do, you have to know, and there's the rub, because in order to know, you have to learn, you have to gain knowledge, and you have to gain wisdom.